I know you moved on to someone new. Hope life is beautiful. You were the light for me to find my truth. I just wanna say thank you.
Leaving to find my soul. Told her I had to go. And I know it ain't pretty when our hearts get broke.
Hello, I'm Kirsten Irving and welcome to Born in Bradford, Coming of Age. 21 years ago, a world-famous study called Born in Bradford was launched, designed to unravel the reasons for ill health in our city. Today, the babies that were involved in that study are coming of age. We'll be talking to Moshua and Casey shortly. Quite remarkably, this coming of age coincides with the opening of the Northern Powerhouse Rail, which has launched 7 years early. How did that happen, I hear you ask? Some very determined leaders in our city helped Westminster see sense. So let's hear from KC, one of the Born in Bradford babies. How are you going to be celebrating your 21st birthday, KC?
Well, I'm not going to really celebrate much. I'm just probably going to celebrate with some friends. I'm mostly into a dancing person, so I'm a professional dancer who lived in Germany for about 10 years. But I was brought up in Bradford for my teenage years, and I've been dancing since I was 13 years old, and I always love performing and dancing on stage. So I just opened up my own dance company and dance school, which is called Casey's International Dance School, for anyone from even outside of the UK. That's why it's international. I'm currently in my third year in uni, and I'm still studying dance as well as one of my courses in uni. But I've got people helping me out with the dance school, helping people who just started dance and want to learn more. And I've been travelling the world as well with it and performing on stage and helping people improve their dancing. I was brought up in Bradford for my teenage years, as I said, but I decided to come back, even though I'm not as much in Bradford as I used to be when I was in high school. I've come back because Bradford is has one of the youngest people and creative people in the UK, and I found that Bradford was probably the best place to open up my own dance school. So
that's amazing, and we're just so thrilled that you have the dance school and that you chose Bradford for that. So thank you, and we wish you all the very best for your birthday celebrations. Let's hear now from someone who visited the city 10 years ago. Welcome, Philip. Tell us, how is it to be in the city today?
Thanks for having me on the show, Kirsten. Actually, I just got here. I flew in yesterday from New York, and I arrived at Heathrow, and it was amazing to see how, with a 90-minute journey on the new high-speed rail, I was able to come to Bradford. So that was really exciting to see, and as a quick pop from London. 10 years ago, I came with an organization called Leaders Quest. It was 20 of us. We were brought together to and visited lots of the sites in Bradford. One of them was the Born in Bradford study, which was headed by John Wright. And it was really exciting to see how the civic leaders came together to launch the Born in Bradford study. And now, 10 years on, you can see lots of the results of these studies and the cultural heritage that the city had. So we're having our 10-year anniversary, and it's great to be back in the city. It's also, on the way here, I picked up the newspaper, and it was great to see how Bradford now has one of the lowest crime rates in the UK and was voted Green City of the Year given kind of the cutting of the diesel buses and all the outdoor green spaces. So it's great to be back, and I love the city, and I can't visit the UK without coming here.
Oh, that's just so fantastic. Welcome back to Bradford, Philip, and we hope to see you many, many times in the future. So one of the things we've all been wondering about is what's been happening with those beautiful city centre buildings. They seem to have kind of really been buzzing with activity these days. So our next studio guest is Sarah. Welcome, Sarah. And I wonder, can you tell us what you do?
Thanks so much for having me, Kirsten. Yes, I'm a tech entrepreneur, and it's been incredible to see the welcome that the tech industry has had in Bradford. In some respects, it's no surprise, as everyone knows, Bradford is the home of kind of AI innovation when it comes to the UK. And recently, obviously, Google and Facebook both opening labs here has meant that Bradford's really become a sort of a centre for UK technology. So for me, I was born and brought up in London, but it was really a no-brainer that for my business to flourish, it had to be Bradford. And I guess for me, it's been a really exciting move to make as well, because I think one of your guests earlier mentioned that Bradford's become the first diesel-free city in the UK, and that's thanks to the pioneering technology that's come out of the city. So for me, moving to Bradford has been excellent from a career perspective, but also from a personal perspective, and it feels like the future really is very bright for Bradford.
Oh, we're just so happy to have you and all your colleagues here, Sarah, doing such a great job for and with the city, so thank you. I'd like to give the last word to Moshua. Moshua is another one of our Born in Bradford babies. Congratulations, Moshua. Happy birthday. How are you going to be celebrating?
There's a really big event going on today, so I think I might go there. It's in City Park, one of the best parks ever. And basically, it's an all-day event. It's a family-friendly event as well. So if you want, you can get your whole family down to City Park and have some fun. There's loads of activities to do for the children. And I think I'm going to party all day.
Fantastic. Hope you enjoy that. And just tell us a little bit, Moshua, about what you do. What's your work?
My work, I've got a studio in the city centre. It's called the Sound Engineer Class Studio. And basically, it's where you can learn how to be a sound engineer. And if you're in the band, you can also get recorded. You can record an EP.
That's
or
amazing.
An album here.
And I've hear you've attracted some really fantastic bands into mm-hmm. that studio. Can you tell us a bit more about, you know, what do they love about coming to the city?
Well, because like one of the guests earlier said, it's become a free diesel city, and also it's become the lowest crime rate as well. So they love to come here to play because of there's going to be like no crimes
sure.
to stop the show. And like nothing bad's going to happen.
And they've got so much cool stuff to do in Bradford, it's mm-hmm. clear. So it's just fantastic. I wish you all the very best with your studio. Many years of success ahead of you. So happy birthday again to Moshua and KC. Thanks for joining us, all our guests, and for everybody listening for this amazing celebration of the Born in Bradford babies and the arrival of the Northern Powerhouse Rail. We're going to play you out with Children by Robert Miles.